WJTL, Matthew West, My Own Little World, Matt Redman, The Same Jesus. Good morning to you, Annie and Fred, with you on a Tuesday, 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Hope you're doing well on this morning. You can follow Christy Lee and keep up with her on social media. She always has worship song of the day details, new song releases, playlists, the podcast, of course. There's new episodes featuring Carrie Jobe and local worship leader Philip Herndon. Just search WJTL Praise and Worship on Facebook and Instagram, and we have that worship song of the day coming up towards the end of this hour.
Joining us on the phone, our good friend and CEO of Bible to School, Corey Pennypacker. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning, Corey?
Yes, I'd like to say hi to Jocelyn Rovas and her husband, Alan, and their three little girls, Abigail, Aaliyah, and Annalise. Jocelyn, they just moved into the area, and Jocelyn is part of our Bible to School team now.
That is awesome. Tell everybody what Bible to School is all about, Corey.
Sure. So when I was young, Fred, I actually went to a school that I learned about Jesus and I knew about God and, you know, went to church and things like that. But today, that doesn't happen now, and God is out of schools and things. So, we believe every child needs to hear biblical truth. So we at Bible to School equip parents and community leaders and churches to activate a Bible program in their local public school for an option for parents during the school day. So it's legal during the school day over lunch and recess. We'll tell you more about that, but it's convenient, and we have a blast doing it.
Yeah, tell us about that. How what's a day look like in the life of students who go to a Bible to School program?
Sure. In the middle of the school day, say over lunch and recess, volunteers come and pick them up. They grab their lunch boxes with them, and they come and they to an off-site location, like a church or a activity center, and they learn about Jesus with their small group leader. They have large group, and they have interactive lessons of science experiments and dressing up and a big giant blow up whale when they do Jonah and the Whale. So it's a lot of fun. They're very interactive. They have small group time where they ask really great questions like how was I made and who loves me? Did God make me? God loves me. They learn about God, and then they have worship time, and then it's just 1 hour and they go back to their school. But that's a very impactful 1 hour where we can, they can ask spiritual questions and we can give them biblical truth.
And how many schools are you in our listening area?
Wow. We're across the state, so we have a total of close to 70 Bible classes. In the area, that's second, third, and fourth grade. So we've grown quite a bit since I've talked to you.
Yes,
we added 19 classes. Yeah, we added 19 classes this year. So
that's awesome.
Some of them, people are like COVID friendly, but also we do some Zoom ones also in some school districts. So it's pretty cool. I know Penn Manor is one that has a big interest right now. So we have School District of Philadelphia and School District of Pittsburgh are also we're talking to right now. So it's exciting.
It is so exciting to see the growth and the impact that you're having. If our listeners want to get involved, how can they find out more information?
Sure. You can go to our website at Bible2school.com. That's Bible2school.com and contact us, because we'd love to either register your children if it's a program is in your school, or help you figure out how you can activate a program in your own school.
Yeah, visit online Bible2, that's the number 2, Bible2school.com. Coming up, we'll talk more to Corey about that very thing, getting your kids involved or getting your school involved if it's not already, so stick around. Rhett Walker.